Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I am hoping you are enjoying this change up in the music. I have not been as strict about my uploads as I should have been, even though I am trying to upload them within the Monday-Tuesday range, if that makes sense. I have just been as per freaking usual, and unfortunately having upload issues in terms of getting time to edit, upload, and even just find time to record. Apparently my neighbor thinks it's time to just party all the time, so literally in the middle of the week he'll have guests over and they'll play music and party, or on the weekend he'll literally have guests over Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday. So even if I try and record Sunday afternoon, I can't, to the point of me literally sitting at, the time is currently 10 to 10 on a Sunday evening where I'm recording, because I just haven't had the quiet to record in. And yes, the microphone does help with background noise, but I have noticed in previous episodes, even though I've had this microphone to record with, the background noise still seeps in, and that can be annoying even through my background music. So I'm trying as hard as I can to just make it a bit easier on the ears, so to speak. But today's topic is asking for what you want. Because if you don't ask, you can't receive. And also, even if you ask, you may not get what you want, but at least you'll know. It's a definite yes or no. There's no what ifs or wonderings or maybes or anything like that. This episode is about asking for what you want. And it basically came about, it was early October, I'm talking literally the first few days of the month, where I had a very difficult situation with a client that I had to deal with. Eventually, I got the issue resolved, but not long after I had dealt with this issue, I called my boss, I greeted him on the phone, and then I immediately said, I want a raise. He obviously laughed and then asked why, and I had then proceeded to give him my reasonings, and he agreed. Obviously, it wasn't hashed out and enacted within the next day. It did actually take quite a while for us to settle a time to sit down and speak about it. This was obviously done via phone because I'm still working from home, which I'm really grateful for. And we had to obviously discuss and negotiate and do all kinds of things, which was a bit nerve-wracking for me because I had never done that kind of thing before. So it was quite difficult being in this unknown territory, so to speak. But it was quite a learning curve, I would say, first of all. But secondly, it showed me, one, you don't get what you don't ask for, and two, you are worth more than what you think you are worth. So I'll get to those. That is actually what happened and what brought this whole podcast around. So a few things I plan to tackle in this episode is how I just was like, nope, I'm gonna ask for the raise. Also, what factors you need to take into, I think, account, yes, but definitely to think through before just bursting through, because every situation is different and how you approach it is key. Because certain things would be appropriate for me to do, whereas for someone else wouldn't be. And I'll get to that later, like I said. But those are just some of the things that I'm definitely going to be going through in this episode. So enjoy. And here we go. As I've said before, you don't get what you don't ask for. And if I didn't ask for a raise, I never would have gotten one. Up until now, like I said, I have gotten my raise, and the way it works is I have a basic salary and then I have a commission that I get paid on. It was difficult to negotiate those things because firstly, I had never worked for a commission-based salary type thing before, so that was difficult to figure out how I want the raise to be increased, and also it was nothing I've ever asked for before. So I've worked a few previous jobs, and never in those jobs have I ever thought to ask for a raise up until this point. So I have gotten the raise. It wasn't the numbers that I want to. Like I said, it was a negotiation, not anything else. But that's essentially what happened. And I am grateful that I've gotten more than what I used to get. And especially with Christmas and things, that money's actually getting put to a lot of good use. because we are actually doing a few things around the house, and being able to contribute a bit more to that, whether for myself or towards the house, is actually quite nice. An example I can give of this is I wanted to update my bedding. So I said, you know, I want to go buy some nice sheets. I want to maybe buy a lighter quilt for summer instead of like a full blanket kind of a thing. And I also want to update some of the other things around the house. And my mom was like, sure. So that's really fun. And having a little bit of more leeway in terms of my monthly money that comes in has been a blessing. Like I've said numerous times over the last few months, especially due to the economic status we are in, I'm very grateful that I have been able to gain this raise and be able to actually use it for the betterment of my family, because they are very, very important to me. And I think it has come across in obvious ways previously that I do love my family a lot and I love to spoil them and stuff. And that's something I'll talk about in next week's episode that has to do all with Christmas. So you can look out for that. But I do love spoiling them and I love taking care of them and making sure they are okay and they have what they need. Maybe even things that they want. And that's what I like to do. So the fact that I have a raise and an increase and a bit more leeway to help them where I can has been very, I think relieving is not the right word, but it has taken a bit of a burden off my shoulders to know that there is a bit extra in case I need to give more or something does go awry and there's an emergency of some sort that we need to sort out. So that was really nice, or rather one of the main benefits that I've enjoyed because of it. What essentially happened the day of me asking for the raise, by this point in time, I had been single-handedly handling everything with regards to this thing. So just to try and give you a bit of context without giving everything away, I sell an online product that we do occasionally have to print and ship out. There was an incident with a client where they didn't get what they were supposed to. However, it was a miscommunication on their part and a misunderstanding on our part. I was able to resolve the issue without the client being upset and without the company losing too much money by offering her a discount on the next thing, because she does admit that it was her fault that this incident happened because of a miscommunication. I did ask for details and she just didn't give it, so I still tried to solve the problem and unfortunately it didn't work. We both ended up winning and I ended up calling my boss after feeling very proud of myself for A, sorting out the situation, but B, having everyone be happy with the end result. Because the product was still usable at the end of the day, however, she was just not happy with like minor specifics. So I offered her a discount, she was fine with that, the company didn't lose money, my boss was eventually happy with the situation when I explained it to him over the phone, and I was still so happy after having dealt with this issue. I literally called him up and I was like, hi, I want a raise. And he's like, okay, why? And then I explained what happened with the client, that I offered this discount and all sorts of things, and he was like, okay, that's great, actually it's not even an issue because it's a discount we give to a lot of clients, so it wasn't, you know, too much in terms of like a crazy discount or anything like that. And he was like, you know what, sure, you'll get a raise, we can discuss it soon, and I'll let you get back to work, and I'll call you tomorrow or the next day. I'll email you a date and time and we can sit and chat about it, because obviously I'm not going to go all the way into the office to discuss this. It's too far and it's just unnecessary. So eventually we did sit down for this raise. I had my numbers written down and like I said, I wasn't entirely happy with the numbers, but I was grateful that I did get quite an increase, which I'm very, very happy with at the moment. But it wasn't what I expected. But once again, I'm just grateful that I do have something stable, something solid, and something that is from home, especially because we are actually in such a dangerous zone at this point in time, to the point that we are possibly going to go back to a level 3 lockdown, if I am not mistaken. So being able to work from home and keep that stable income and steady income is great, especially since there's an increase in it. So not entirely happy that it wasn't what I wanted, but I'm still grateful that I got something instead of nothing. I always look at the positive, which is obvious. I'm grateful for it. But this may not work for everyone, where they just burst onto a phone call and be like, I want a raise. I think the first thing I would say is think your options through if you are going to consider asking for a raise, because as unfortunate as it is, we forget that we are actually easily replaceable. Me, I'm replaceable, but it's not so easy. Other people, easily replaceable. Some, completely irreplaceable. Like, if they leave, the place will crumble. So, that is not me bragging. That is just a solid fact. I've proven time and time again that I am reliable and that I can get my job done well. So, I think that that has made me difficult to replace, and that I am someone who is definitely willing to go the extra mile for the clients and stuff, and I have a lot of positive reviews from clients to the point that a lot of them come back to me or recommend me to different clients when they need things. You need to know where you stand in terms of how easily replaceable are you, and that's a difficult question to ask yourself, but look at it objectively and definitely think things through. That would be probably the first step. Looking at your position in the company could actually be to your advantage, which is why it's a very good thing to do, whether you're considering asking for a raise or even going for a new job or anything like that, because making yourself valuable to that company could get you that raise, but it also could be a way for you to actually play the field, so to speak, when it comes to your job. Because if you have a position that is maybe being advertised, what you can do is look at your position, compare that position to different companies, and maybe even apply to those companies. And if you get an offer and it has a higher salary, you can play that to your company and then ask them for a raise based on that. And if not, you can jump ship, because that is a very simple way to find out A, whether your company values you or not, and B, doing the same thing but for more money. Like, it's a very simple thing to do, but it's actually very rewarding in the long run. And also, if you don't want to, there's always the option to even just stay where you are. It's not the end of the earth. Maybe even applying at multiple companies for that same position could yield you better results, especially if the company is hiring and willing to take you on. You can definitely use that as leverage towards your own company. Maybe book a meeting with HR or something and say, I'd like to find out how to speak to someone regarding my salary, because I have this option of working somewhere else and I want to know if I can stay here but have an increase because these people are offering me this amount of money for this job that I am already doing. And also, one valuable thing is you can maybe even find other positions within your company that pay a higher salary for something that you can learn while there. Maybe if you are working in a place where there is upward mobility, which is just a fancy way of saying there are higher positions than what you currently are, and if you study or learn something or do a course or a seminar, you'll be able to advance your career and your position and your salary. Maybe look into that. A lot of companies do have work study programs where you can work and study, and they'll even give you extra study days or leave days or anything of that nature. That is an option, and to build yourself is always a good idea. I know I did do a short course, which was really, really fun while I was working a previous job, and it's something I now have under my belt, which is also something I have used to my advantage. So that didn't actually coincide with the job I'm doing now. However, it does prove that I have good time management and I'm good at being able to juggle many things at once, showing that my personal life does not affect my work life and vice versa. Because being able to study and write an exam due to those studies while still working a full-time job was not easy, but I did do it, and that can just show your employer that you are actually proactive, you are worth what they are paying you, maybe even more because you are such a go-getter. Proving that you want more will get you more, kind of a thing. Which brings me to my next point. Pushing forward and showing your worth to your employers will get you what you want. And if it doesn't, go find it somewhere else. Because that is just one of the best things you can do for yourself. Almost like getting out of a toxic relationship. This person is not valuing you, so why are you still with them? Same thing. your company is not valuing you, why are you still with them? As I said previously, I've made myself a valuable employee by proving I could handle difficult clients. I could go with the flow when times are easy. I could put in effort when times were hard. And I've proved my worth through and through, which is why I got my raise. But this is a very important time to prove your worth, because a lot of people are getting fired. A lot of people are losing their jobs. And once again, in this economic times, it's very difficult to get a new job. Being able to say, I'm worth it, you know it, and keep me around is very helpful, because a lot of people are just gone. It's going to be very important one day to be able to say, not only did I survive a pandemic, a lockdown, and an economic crisis, but I did so well, I was able to actually stay employed the entire time. That is going to do well for you. So finding something, sticking to something, pushing through, or maybe even starting your own thing, those are all definitely important things to consider, especially in this time going into a new year. Fresh start, clean slate, and just slay. Also, even if you maybe aren't able to ask for a raise, maybe ask for certain benefits in place of those. With me, I've been able to prove that I can work from home. A lot of people can't. And even more were just forced to adjust to the point that when they did say, okay, you can go back to work, a lot of people hopped at the opportunity. Me, I was like praying we didn't do that. And I did speak once again to my boss to ask, would it be possible to me to continue working from home? I do thoroughly enjoy it. I'm not disturbed. I do get my work done and I actually find it better to concentrate. And he was like, you get your work done, you do you, it's fine, you don't have to come back to the office, you have everything you need, you know, we'll work out everything else, but yeah, of course, you know, work from home. That was great, because like I've said previously, 3 hours out of my day saved each and every time, like Monday to Friday, 3 hours. That's a lot of time to do a lot of things with, hence podcast. But doing that has been really, really eye-opening for me. Because one, I save money on petrol going up and down. Two, I have a lot more time to do the things I need and want. Maybe if you can't negotiate for money, negotiate for perks and benefits, especially if you are working from home with kids. Holidays coming up, a lot of people are putting in their last. It might just be a good idea to ask for things like working half days or working certain times, like a few hours in the morning, a few hours in the evening, and having the middle of the day for your kids or something. I think one of the major factors a lot of people need to look at, if not all, is do you actually want to do what you are doing? Are you wanting to work in the specific place on a permanent basis or not? Because a lot of times we do things just to earn money, and then a lot of times we do things despite the money. Perfect example is my job versus podcasting. I do my job to get my money. I do my podcasting even though there isn't money. I'm actually losing money, I just realized. But it's something I love doing, and even if I haven't earned any money yet, I don't mind, because I truly just enjoy the process and I enjoy doing this. It's something I do without gaining anything so far, but work I do because I get paid. Like, if I didn't get paid, I wouldn't do it. Like, that's it. That's how you kind of need to look at your current job. Is it a job? Is it a career? Where are you? Where do you want to be? What is going on with it? Like, is this something you love to the point that you would do it every single day or not? And if so, what would you rather be doing? Is there a way to work towards it? Is there a way to figure out something that could help you move onto that path of what you're actually wanting to be doing? Because honestly, no amount of money is worth something if it's going to make you completely miserable. Which is why you need to have hobbies and other things that you do that does make you happy to a certain extent. Because you are responsible for your own happiness. No one else is just going to walk up to you and be like, oh, there's happiness on the silver platter. Enjoy. That's not how it works. Sometimes jobs are just a means to an end. For me, I do enjoy what I do for work, but it's not something I love, it's not something I'm passionate about. But it does afford me a certain amount of freedom when it comes to what I want to do and what I want to buy. To be honest, in the past I've worked way too hard for way too little money. I can tell you now, I pulled a literally, I think a 14-hour workday and I was promised a bonus for working those extra hours, and I didn't. My boss had called me, I think, 6 a.m. to ask me to come in earlier. So I started at like 7 a.m. instead of my usual 8. I was supposed to finish at 5. I finished at 9 the evening. And it was chaos. Honest to goodness, chaos. But that's a whole story for another day. I didn't get what I was supposed to. And I eventually left that job. But after way too long and after suffering way too hard. And all those kinds of things. So do what you love. And if you can't, work towards it. Because money is just money. You know, you can't take it with you when you die. Like my mom always says. Get out of life what you want to get out of life despite the money. There's always other ways of doing things. As I said, I did work for way too little money and way too hard. And I've always been responsible with my money. As far as I can even just remember, I always had. My brother used to loan money from me because he doesn't like to use a lot of cash, which is just the way he is, and he'd need money and he'd borrow from me. My father would borrow from me. It's like they literally, I honest to goodness swear this, they used to call me literally the bank of the house, because anytime anyone needed money, I would just like loan them the money and then get it back. The money I make now has afforded me a lot of things, so I've been able to afford equipment for my podcast. I've been able to pay for a few things for myself that I've really wanted, for my family, for my dog, all sorts of things. Plus, working from home, saving so much more money, maybe not food wise, because let's face it, snacks are life. That definitely has been important to me, especially because I'm nerdy. I like to keep track of my receipts. I have a whole system for it, but responsible with your money. It's always something everyone should strive to be. I mean, shopaholics, it's a thing. So, back on topic. When it actually comes to asking for the raise itself, you should look into the protocols that you should specifically follow, which is either dictated by your employer or the company you work for. I tend to actually have a fairly informal relationship with my boss, if I can put it that way. So to call him and ask him, you know, can we negotiate my salary? I want a raise. That kind of a thing was fairly easy to do. And when the phone call did come through and we did sit and discuss it, I had numbers ready that I wanted him to pay me. I had emails from clients thanking me for the job well done, for resolving an issue, for assisting them in something, whatever. I had those papers ready to go and to send him to show him that even if you haven't seen it, the clients are, you know, happy with what I do. A good thing to actually also include in that would be things that people weren't happy with. So for example, with me, I had a lot of positive client reviews, but like I said, with the issue that I resolved, I was able to use that as a building block for myself, where I was able to say, this issue did happen, but going forward, this is the way we now resolve this issue so that it doesn't crop up again and we won't experience it again, which shows growth, initiative and forward thinking for the company, which can definitely boost your, not performance, but definitely your chance of getting a better increase, as well as I've been saying this entire episode, proving your worth, which is something a lot of companies want. They want someone who's proactive and proving that they can handle things thrown their way, and if they can't, that they learn from it. I'm gonna just wrap up here because this is getting way too long. My last tip is to think about what you want to spend that increase on. Imagine you've gotten the increase you wanted, maybe a little bit less than what you wanted just to be safe, and try and have a plan in place, because you need to know what you're gonna do with that money. Are you gonna pay off debt? Are you gonna finally start building an emergency fund? Are you gonna save up for a holiday you wanna go on? Are you gonna buy better things and slowly upgrade things in like your home, your room, your house, your apartment? Have a plan for your money so that you can look at things that will be worth spending your hard-earned money on. Don't suddenly increase your entertainment budget for the month by the entire amount of your increase. Like, that's not gonna do you any good. Knowing what your ideal amount of money that you want to be earning each month is a good stepping stone to start with, because it's kind of going to put it out into the universe as like, this is the amount that I want to earn. Even if you don't get it right now, it can be a goal that you work towards, and you can be like, this is what I want, this is basically what they're gonna give me, maybe I'll earn this amount, and then go from there. Look for skills that you can use to improve yourself, make yourself worth more to the company, and make a plan for your money, because if you don't save it, you're gonna spend it. And I always say the best thing to do with your money is spend after you saved. Don't save after you spent, because there's never gonna be much over. Think about that. To wrap up this topic, as you can say, this has been one of the hardest years, and I think the reason for this topic is that going forward, we need to realize we have been through a lot. And if we can survive this, we can survive anything the world can throw at us and still come out better on the other end. I hope the biggest takeaway of this episode is that you realize you are worth more than you think you are, and slowly try and improve yourself even more. Because like the saying goes, ask and you shall receive. Also, asking for better Christmas presents. Well within reason, okay? Asking for a certain gift is better than receiving a crappy one. And I've generally done this for my birthday and Christmas for several years already, where I actually say I don't want gifts, or I have a specific thing I want to buy, so I say put some money in the envelope. I have received gifts from friends, but they know me so well that like they know, like, no, I'm gonna buy you a gift, I know what you like, I know you well enough, here you go. And I do, I love the gifts. Ask for better gifts and you maybe just will receive it. Because I know even a friend of mine's son did that. They wanted PlayStation games, so they just told everyone, don't buy me gifts, just give me some money towards the games that I want, and then I'll go buy the games instead. And the child did that. So asking for what you want. If a child can do it, you can do it. Also, Christmas is also here, and I buy amazing gifts, but that'll be for the next episode. And just to put it out there, I am happy with the work I'm doing, but I'm also working on other things and projects on the side, which actually brings me more joy, because I know when I'm done with work, I'm gonna go work on a podcast, or I'm gonna go edit the podcast, or I'm gonna go write a script, or I'm gonna work on some other writing, non-podcast related, or in case of December, I'm gonna go work on a puzzle. Like, that is the biggest thing I do in December. It's so fun. This might not work for other people, and by this I mean working a job that they aren't in love with and then doing things on the side, and that's also fine. If you aren't happy with it, don't do it. Find a way to do you. If working on your dream 100% every day, all day is what you want to do, find a way to do it. If it's not, cool. But you do you. The song of the week is Just Got Paid by Sigala. Like I said, I've used it before, that's fine, but because it fit with the whole theme of a raise, money, getting paid, I thought I'd just include it again. So, as the other official song of the episode, I wanted to put Work by Rihanna, because it's just the anthem for all the hard workers out there. We have come to the end of the year, and this is just like a party vibe. Enjoy. I hope you've been enjoying the Christmas-themed music. I always leave a link for the music down below, so you can just click on that. It is completely free and you can download it. They have got incredible genres and sounds and things, so you can check them out. I can't even remember what it's called, but I will leave links down below. I'll also leave my Instagram link down below. It's at pyros_traffic_talks. So basically at pyros_traffic_talks. With underscores in between each word. And I have been uploading my daily advent calendar unboxing. I'm hoping to make it a habit, but I'm trying. So that's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Love you. Bye.